This is your Paragon News Update for September 20th, 2021. It's all brought to you by Mickey Lively, your Farm Bureau agent in Greer County. I'm Jared Athub. A Clinton man was arrested last week after allegedly biting a woman. According to a probable cause affidavit, 29-year-old Alfonso De La Fuente was arrested on September 12th after police were dispatched to a domestic disturbance taking place at a home in the 300 block of South 14th Street. The court documents stated that when police arrived, the victim was standing in the driveway holding her right arm. Police would note that the woman had a fresh bite mark on the right side of her wrist. She would also tell authorities that she was pregnant. Police said that the suspect allegedly grabbed the victim around the waist and began to squeeze from her side so that she was squeezing her stomach and that she attempted to push him off. The court documents said that the incident began when the suspect became upset after he could not find his phone or wallet, and claimed that the woman had taken them from him. The incident took place with a young child in the home. That child would go to a neighbor's home and told her to contact police. EMS checked on the woman. However, she was not transported to the hospital. Police did indicate that it appeared that the suspect was under the influence of an intoxicant during the incident. De La Fuente was charged in Custer County District Court with one felony count of domestic assault and battery in the presence of a minor. A preliminary hearing for De La Fuente has been scheduled for October 8th. It was a busy weekend on Western Oklahoma roads for area first responders with multiple wrecks reported. The first taking place in Beckham County on Friday afternoon sent a Pampa, Texas woman to the hospital. According to the Oklahoma Highway Patrol, that accident occurred at 4:42 Friday, 7 miles north of Sayre on State Highway 6. OHP says the front driver's side tire came off of the trailer being pulled by the 2019 pickup driven by 46-year-old Tammy Jolene Helton while it was heading eastbound. The tire would strike an oncoming 2007 Ford F-650 driven by 49-year-old Lamar L. Seals of Hoover, Alabama. The F-650 departed the road to the right and went through a ditch and a fence before coming to rest on its wheels. Seals was not injured in the crash. However, Helton had to be extracted by Roger Mills County EMS using the jaws of life. Helton was flown to OU Medical Center in Oklahoma City, where she was admitted in critical condition with head injuries. A second injury accident reported by OHP occurred Sunday night on Interstate 40 in Caddo County near Hydro. OHP says a 2016 Freightliner driven by 60-year-old Lazar Sarafarans of Sunland, California, attempted to change from the left-hand lane to the right-hand lane, but did not see the 2005 Toyota Sequoia driven by 41-year-old Yessi Trejo Amador of Albuquerque, New Mexico. OHP says the Toyota took evasive action, swerved to the right, and overcorrected. This would cause the vehicle to enter into a broad slide before departing the road to the left and striking a bridge railing. Trejo Amador was flown to OU Medical Center, where she was admitted in fair condition with trunk external injuries. Two passengers in the vehicle, 43-year-old Melvin Borjos and 20-year-old Jordi Saguero, also from Albuquerque, were admitted into OU Medical Center with minor injuries. Both were last listed to be in fair condition. An 18-month-old female was uninjured in the mishap. The driver of the semi was uninjured as well. Another semi-involved accident occurred in Custer County Saturday afternoon near Weatherford. No official crash report has been released by OHP. However, that incident shut down the outside lane of westbound I-40 for nearly 6 hours. The second of three new wind facilities serving Public Service Company of Oklahoma customers has begun commercial operation. Located southwest of Enid, the 287-megawatt Maverick facility is part of the 1,485-megawatt North Central Energy Facilities Project. PSO officials say with the Maverick facility coming online, it could mean an anticipated net long-term savings of more than $1 billion for PSO customers over the expected 30-year life of the facilities. In addition to Maverick, the NCEF project includes the 199-megawatt Sundance Wind Farm, which began commercial operation on April 14th, and the 999-megawatt Traverse Wind Farm, which is under construction and planned commercial operation in early of next year. In total, the facilities will generate enough energy to power 440,000 homes. PSO will receive 675 megawatt from the North Central Energy Facilities Project. PSO's sister company, Southwest Electric Power Company, will receive 810 megawatt from the project. The facilities are being developed by Invenergy and purchased by PSO and SWEPCO. At completion, PSO and SWEPCO are American Electric Power Companies. The Maverick facility includes 103 GE renewable energy wind turbines. It is connected directly to the transmission grid that serves PSO customers. In addition to Sundance and Maverick, PSO's energy resource mix currently includes more than 1,100 megawatts of wind energy under power purchase agreements with facilities throughout Oklahoma. Looking at oil and gas prices for this afternoon, WTI is at $70.48. That's down $1.49. Brent crude at $74.15, down $1.19. Natural gas at $4.95, that's down 15 cents. Recapping our top story, a Clinton man charged after biting a pregnant woman. Once again, your Paragon News update for September 20th, 2021 was brought to you by Mickey Lively, your Farm Bureau agent in Greer County. I'm Jared Athub.
You know, 30 minutes with Mickey Lively could save your business a lot of money.
In regards to making the change from a traditional commercial policy to a business owner's policy,
as a business owner, and if someone's thinking in their head, how do I know if this fits me? Just give us a call. You're talking about a 20, 30 minute appointment. If we had your deck sheets, we could look at that. And I know people that own businesses, I know they're busy during the day. They can't close their business to meet with me. I get that. I will meet with anybody, anytime. 30 minute meeting is more than enough time for us to get the information that we need to take that back, plug it into our system, and get something in your hands pretty quick. I'm Mickey Lively with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County, and my job is to protect your business. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.